Walk through most European cities and you will find counterfeit handbags for sale. In dorm rooms across the continent, many students are illegally downloading movies and music. The European Parliament is currently debating a law that could result in Europe-wide criminal penalties for counterfeiting and other forms of intellectual piracy. The director of the Rome Office of the Acton Institute, Kishore Jayabalan, says people often do not realise that intellectual piracy is actually stealing.
But I guess the internet has kind of led to this idea that if you can't see and touch something, it's not really a product, which of course is a false way of understanding the kind of work that goes into producing movies and music and all the kinds of things you see on the internet. People really do have to work hard to produce these goods and services, and I think it's wrong that people steal things just because it's something they can't touch and hold and put in their pocket or in their jacket and walk out of a store with. It doesn't mean it's not stealing. And it might not seem too important when you're thinking of movies or of music recordings that people pass along among friends, but when it comes to things like medical goods, it's very important. For example, if a medicine is introduced in the market and there's no intellectual property rights regime, what can happen is many counterfeit medications can be distributed in the market.